The House will be in order. The prayer will be offered by Representative Baxter of Hancock. Following the prayer, the pledge will be led by Audrey Holtkamp Page from Ankeny.
Let's bow together in prayer. Lord, we come before you today and we thank you for this day. We thank you that your word says that this is a day that the Lord has made, so we can rejoice and be glad in it. And certainly, Lord, we want to do that today. Your word also says that he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he's a rewarder of those who seek him. And Lord, we come before you today and we just acknowledge that you are. And Lord, we acknowledge that we need you. We seek your divine providence. And Lord, I pray that you'd give wisdom, guidance, and direction to the men and women in this chamber. Lord, we just thank you for this. We seek your blessing, and we pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The House will give attention to the correction of the journal. The journal stands approved. Introduction of bills.
House Bill 2184 by Salmon and others, a bill for an act providing for the establishment of policy prohibiting school public school teachers from engaging in political or ideological advocacy while carrying out student instructions and otherwise acting within the scope of employment by the school district, providing for related training and providing penalties.
First reading bill is not ready for commitment or amendment, referred to the Committee on Education.
House Bill 2185 by Salmon and others, a bill for an act relating to the appointment of a director of public policy events at each institution of higher education governed by the State Board of Regents.
First reading bill is not ready for commitment or amendment, referred to the Committee on Education.
House File 2186 by Donahue, a bill for an act relating to the best practices of student engagement and expectations for student behavior.
First reading bill is not ready for commitment or amendment, referred to the Committee on Education.
House File 2187 by Bergen, a bill for an act exempting certain facilities from electronic prescription transmission requirements and including effective date and retroactive applicability provisions.
First reading bill is not ready for commitment or amendment, referred to the Committee on Human Resources.
House File 2188 by McKean, a bill for an act relating to awarding attorney fees and proceedings for modifying of dissolution orders and decrees.
First reading bill is not ready for commitment or amendment, referred to the Committee on Judiciary.
House File 2189 by Kaufman, a bill for an act related to additional penalties for certain violations against bicyclists causing serious injury or death committed by a person operating a motor vehicle.
First reading bill is not ready for commitment or amendment, referred to the Committee on Judiciary.
House File 2190 by Wills, a bill for an act relating to non-resident deer hunting on land owned or formerly owned by non-residents and making penalties apply.
First reading bill is not ready for commitment or amendment, referred to the Committee on Natural Resources.
House File 2191 by McKean, a bill for an act allowing for operation of all-terrain vehicles and off-road utility vehicles on certain two-lane primary roads.
First reading bill is not ready for commitment or amendment, referred to the Committee on Transportation.
House File 2192 by Committee on Human Resources, a bill for an act relating to the reimbursement rate for health care services provided by coverage persons of telehealth and including applicability provisions.
First reading bill is not ready for commitment or amendment and placed on the calendar.
House File 2193 by Anderson, a bill for an act appropriating money to the Department of Aging for purposes of returning community pilot project incentives.
First reading bill is not ready for commitment or amendment, referred to the Committee on Appropriations.
House File 2194 by Landon, a bill for an act increasing the minimum wage of a person eligible for insurance of a special minor's driver's license.
First reading bill is not ready for commitment or amendment, referred to the Committee on Transportation.
House File 2195 by Committee on State Government, a bill for an act relating to the practices of cosmetology and barbering in movable locations.
First reading bill is not ready for commitment or amendment placed on the calendar.
House File 2196 by Committee on State Government, a bill for an act relating to the offsetting requirements concerning certain winnings on wages.
First reading bill is not ready for commitment or amendment, referred to the Committee on Ways and Means.
House File 2197 by Committee on Human Resources, a bill for an act relating to the medical residency training state matching grant program role rotation requirement.
First reading bill is not ready for commitment amendment placed on the calendar. Are there any announcements to come before the body? The chair recognizes the lady from Worth, Representative Bloomingdale.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, am I in order for an announcement?
You're in order.
The statewide supervisors meeting is today, and we are all invited to lunch down at the embassy. It will be at 11 o'clock. There will be a shuttle out on the west side to take us down if you would like.
Chair recognizes the gentleman from Polk, Representative Abdul-Samad.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Am I in order for an announcement?
You're in order.
Thank you. Mr. Speaker, ladies and gentlemen of the House, we just want to remind everyone that our Black History Program, you know, starts this February 1st, and we have one more date left on our report, you know, where you can report on someone in African American history. Also, the African American History Program will be February 4th, the day after the caucuses, and it starts at 12 o'clock in the Rotunda, and everybody is invited. There's going to be entertainment, food, awards given out. So we're asking, you know, you as our colleagues to come and join us for that program. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
The chair recognizes the lady from Lynn, Representative Ellert.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Am I in order for an announcement?
You're in order.
Thank you. I just want to remind everybody today that from 11:30 to 1, we'll be having the legislative lunch by the Iowa Women's Foundation doing the spotlight on Iowa's child care crisis. This is hosted by myself, Representative Meyer, Senator Walz, and Senator Lofgren, along with the governor's office. Thank you.
The chair recognizes a gentleman from Floyd, Representative Pritchard.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and good morning, ladies and gentlemen of the Iowa House. Democrats will caucus immediately upstairs in room 304, 305. If you realize you get to 304 and there's nobody there, just go to 305. And we'll caucus immediately after we're concluded this morning. Thank you.
Chair recognizes the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Winchittle.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen of the Iowa House. Mr. Speaker, Republicans will caucus upon adjournment, and if there's no further business to come before the House, I move the House adjourn until January 31st at 8:30 a.m.
Is there any further business to come before the House? Seeing none, you've all heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it, and the House is adjourned.